It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another coronavirus variant has turned up in Colorado. The B1351 variant, also called the South African variant, was discovered at a state prison in Buena Vista. Two staff members and one inmate tested positive. The South African version spreads more easily than other forms of the virus. It also appears to make vaccines less effective. A trio of Republican bills on elections get their first and likely last hearing in the Democratic-controlled state house today. CPR's Benna Berkland has more.
One measure would require proof of citizenship to vote. Another would create a mandatory annual audit of the state's voter registration system. And the third proposal would let an individual voter request a manual recount of any election, even when it's not required under the law. Opponents of the legislation say the bills are unnecessary and note that processes are already in place for audits and recounts. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado voters legalized cannabis in 2012, but thousands of Coloradans still carry criminal records. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on an effort to change that.
Last October, Governor Jared Polis issued a mass pardon, forgiving more than 2,700 people for marijuana possession convictions. But that action still left a mark on their records, and it excluded some people. A new bill at the state legislature would make it easier for all Coloradans to seal their criminal records for marijuana possession and certain cultivation charges. Here's Representative Alex Valdez.
By continuing to allow these convictions to follow people around in their personal and professional endeavors, we've done them a disservice.
Valdez says if the bill passes, people would have to individually request that their records be sealed, because doing it automatically for everyone would be too costly for the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's warm again today across Colorado, then getting cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.